Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
An amazing story, brother, and I just can't even imagine what Monday was like for you. Did it seem like it took 35 hours to play those two games? Like, I mean, how stressful was that?
you know, amazingly, maybe it really wasn't that stressful. I mean, I just enjoyed every moment of it. You know, I really did. I soaked it in. I had a good time watching our guys go play great baseball. And I will say this, at the end of the day, after both games, we won the championship in later in the evening Monday, when basically everyone was out of the park. I went back over. I was the only guy on the field, really. I went back over and sat in our dugout and just looked out at the field and soaked it in for about 5 minutes. And so I didn't want to miss the moment, you know.
You head to the loser's bracket, Coach, and then four games. You win three of them in, what, 30 hours. What was the message to your team once you lost that first one? You knew you had to battle from the loser's bracket. What'd you tell them?
Yeah, you know, it's so funny you ask, because it was one of those things where this team is so resilient and they bounce back, and that's basically where we went, because we went out in the outfield. We had to play a doubleheader. Like, the tournament got messed up a little bit because of rain on Friday. Mm-hmm. So we didn't play at all on Friday. And so what they did is Saturday we played one game, and then Sunday, if you lost the game that we ended up losing 9-8 to Ole Miss, we had to turn right around and play again. And that game didn't start till 9:45 at night. Ugh. And so you're like, holy smokes. So I took the guys out to the outfield and I said, guys, listen, it's a tough loss. No one expects anything after that loss. Like, people around here no one would expect anybody to come back, because human nature is, that's it. You know, doggone it. How do you come back from an emotional 9-8 loss? You know, we had a winning run on base in the bottom of the ninth. How do you do that? And I said, so what we're going to do is we're going to defy human nature, and we're going to defy being tired. Tired is a state of mind. We're going to fight through and grind out this game. Pitchers, we're going to have you give us everything you got. It's going to have to be a staff effort. Then little did I know our guy throws a complete game.
Right.
Yeah.
But so we're going to get back after it, and we're going to go. We're going to go do this thing, and we're going to come back tomorrow. So that was the message to the team.
Coach, why does college baseball lend itself so much to smaller conference schools having the ability to be successful in the postseason like they are in baseball compared to other sports?
You know, that's a great question. I think at the end of the day, it boils down to who's on that bump, who's on the mound. And there are times that, I mean, you can face a young man that maybe is throwing 82 miles per hour, but if he's hitting his spots and changing speeds and commanding the strike zone and having confidence out there, you know, sometimes it can make it tough. It's a great neutralizer. That guy on the bump is a great neutralizer. And so it allows itself for some upsets. And I think that's what's so special about our game, because, you know, college football per se, very rarely do you get Appalachian State beating Michigan.
Right.
Like, when does that happen? It happened. That's the last one I can, maybe there's been some since then, but none as monumental as that. In college baseball, I mean, heck, you know, we just beat the number four ranked team on their home field twice in an 8-hour period, and they had only lost four games at home all year, and those four losses, guys, came by a combined 8 runs. We beat them by 10 runs in one game. So, you know, it's a great thing our guys did.
And held them to 2 runs on 8 hits, which I know Ole Miss fans were shocked about. Coach, you mentioned pitching, and really that was kind of key for you guys. You pitched well all tourney. Is it something that your team can sustain with a Saturday super regional start here?
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, I really, literally, when I say this, I was praying that we wouldn't, that our regional would wait until Saturday and not start on Friday. Mm-hmm. Because when you play a doubleheader Sunday and then a doubleheader Monday, I'm glad the NCAA saw that and said, hey, these guys need to wait and start Saturday. But yeah, you know, our pitching staff, very underrated. Like this is a good crew. Even the young man we finished the game, the championship game with, Monday night, you know, he hasn't pitched a lot because we've put him into the outfield. He's kind of pressed into duty out there and has done a phenomenal job out there, by the way. But he hasn't pitched a lot, but his stuff, guys, his stuff is electric, and it showed Monday night. And, you know, so we're good to go. Our pitching is going to be right where we need it to be by Saturday.
I noticed Coach Ethan Roberts taken in the fourth round by the Cubs. Highest draft pick in Tennessee Tech history.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's just fantastic. So happy for that young man. You know, he got his second start of his career in game one on Monday. You know, the to get us to the final championship game. He hadn't started since he was a freshman 2 years ago. He's been our, what we would call our closer, quote unquote, I guess, ever since his freshman year when he got here. But it was one of those things we had to make a decision, and he's a guy and he hadn't been used that much. And so we put him out there and he went out and did his thing. And to see him get drafted fourth, highest in TTU history, just speaks volumes for what type of competitor and pitcher that young man is.
Coach, we've enjoyed watching. We caught some of your games, and I'll tell you, Chase Chambers.
Yeah,
just got drafted, by the way, by the Mets.
That's the dude I don't want to make mad. Now his legs look like other people's waists, and that guy hits the baseball like he hates the darn thing.
Yeah, there is no doubt. He's been a 4-year starter for us, guys. Incredible young man, incredible leader. I tell people all the time, his feet are so good. He's such a great athlete for his size. Honestly, if he was 3 inches taller and 40 pounds heavier, he'd be an SEC offensive lineman. I mean, and I'm telling you, a high draft pick in the NFL, that's how good an athlete he is. But what a great player, and just works an incredible plan at the plate. And we've loved to have that young man in the middle of our order for the last 4 years.
Well, hey, go down to Austin and take care of Texas, and then we'll talk to you next week.
Hey, that sounds like a plan, guys.
Thank you, Matt. Thanks, appreciate Coach. It, man. Coach. Good luck.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, Matt Braga. You can catch him on Twitter, at Braga Matt. I love that. Braga Matt, Tennessee Tech baseball coach. Tennessee
15
Tech.
Years.
Yeah, in the round of 16, trying to get to the College World Series.
First OVC team to ever get here.